Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're so glad this morning that you could join us. Those are here and who are on the internet. The Lord Jesus Christ says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there he is in the midst to bless. So we're grateful this morning that we could come under that promise. The promise that where two or three are gathered in his name, he's here to bless. All right, praise God, amen. So this morning, those who could stand, we stand. Let's read, we want to read a portion of scripture. I'd like to open up with a portion of scripture. And we greet everyone in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our God, our Savior, our King, our soon coming Master and Lord. Amen. We'd like to read Psalms 42. Amen. Psalms 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for God, for the living God. When shall I come appear before him? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet with me? Hope thou in me, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Amorites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgot me? Why go I in mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we pray this morning? Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord God, sprinkle our soul with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, putting the blood of the Lamb on the lintel and the doorpost this morning. We come praising you. We come worshiping you. We come bowing down before you, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for your kindness, thanking you for all the goodness that you have done for us, Lord. Oh God, when we try to comprehend, oh God, what you have done for us, oh Father, oh God, it's way beyond our imagination, way beyond what we could have, Lord. We get up this morning and you give us activity in our limbs. We are alive here because of you, Lord. And because of you, we pause this moment, this Sunday morning, O Lord, to call upon your name, Lord. To call upon you, Lord God, to hear, Lord, to sing praises unto you, a few hymns, Lord. Lord God, and to sing praises unto you. Our faults are many. Our mistakes are many, our failures are many, our righteousness are like filthy rags in your sight, Lord. But you are a God of mercy, compassion, forgiveness, Lord. You said, a broken, contrite heart you will not despise, you will not cast away. And Father God, we come before you, Lord, laying ourselves on the altar of sacrifice this morning. Lord, this is what you look for, Lord, a sacrifice unto you, Lord. Many may be exhausted and tired, and Lord, their bones ache, and they're not well, and they're sick, and they're feeble, because we live in a body of 16 elements that is under a curse, Lord God. But because of your blood, O Lord, we apply the blood. May they be healed this morning. May everyone get strength, those on the internet who are listening. May they get strength this morning. May your Holy Spirit move over them, Lord. touch them and heal them. Bless their house, Lord God, wherever they may be listening. And I'm seeing people are listening from Trinidad and other places, Lord. May you reach out and touch them, Lord. Bless those who are here, for you say where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. Your word never fail. We accept your word. We repent of our sins. We lay ourselves at the altar. We stand in on the prophet message, the word for the hour. And we ask you to come, Lord. And Lord God, and you will honor your word according to your word, because you never fail. Bless the people, Lord. Bless us as we sing a few songs, and bless us, Lord, and we want you to come down and speak to us by your word. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen, and amen. So this morning we want to greet everyone in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to greet those on the internet that this morning, we are so glad this morning that you could take some time off to log in to our internet and to hear, to partake kind of in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because every one of you out there know that He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be uplifted. Amen? Amen. He's worthy to be glorified. Amen. So this morning, those on the internet, we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you. Those are here. The Bible did say we're two or three, and there will be few in numbers. We know that God is obligated, according to His word, by His mercy, to come down and give us grace, and give us wisdom, give us understanding, and give us blessings this morning. Amen. So once again, my name is Brother Virgil C. Posadi. If you are logging in for the first time, I'm the pastor here at the Bride Age Christian Fellowship. And we're here, and this little group of people, we believe in the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We believe He's coming, and coming very soon. We see the signs up pointing towards His coming. Amen. Praise God. So we welcome you once again. Let's sing the song, We're Together Again. Just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Oh, something good is about to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Something good is about to happen. Something good is in store. Oh, we're together again. Just praising the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are together again here to praise the Lord and to worship Him. We want to sing on a song, and you'd find it in 166 in the Only Believe book. Amen. Let's sing the song, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Amen. Oh, and that's what we're singing, and that's what we're doing today. We're worshiping Him. We're praising Him. We're giving Him glory, giving Him honor, giving Him praise. Amen. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. Oh, in the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout victory. Oh, while we walk the pilgrim path, three clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one James of him in glory will the toils of life repay. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold, and soon the pearly gates will open. We will tread the streets of gold, and when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're looking for, the wedding supper in the sky when we all get to heaven. In that wedding supper in the sky, we'll be singing, we'll be shouting, we'll be giving God glory, amen, because we made it. We could turn around to our friends and say, we made it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We'll be sitting in this long table, enjoying the companies of other saints. Hallelujah. In this marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory to God, and that Lamb will be walking amongst us, and he'll come to you. So think about what you're going to say when that great Lamb of God comes to talk to you at that great marriage supper in the sky, and the whole world, hallelujah, glory to God, the whole world is looking at you, amen. And there you are with the Lamb coming to talk to you this morning, amen, dear, in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, how when we all get to heaven. Oh, what a great day that will be. Amen. So what are you going to do on the earth? Amen. To make sure you make your calling and election sure. Well, you got to say, you take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. Take the whole world. Take the pleasures of the world. Take the trials of the world. Take the sickness of the world. Take whatever of the world. Amen. What is going to stop me from coming to the cross of the Lord Jesus, taking up his cross and following after him? So we sing the song, you take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Amen. And that's the way we could do it. Amen. Let the world go down to hell. Amen. But you are following Jesus. Amen. And if you walk in the steps of this man, this God, this King, this Savior, you follow in his bloody footsteps, you will follow all the way to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. All the way into the rapture. So let the world go in this condition. It's going down to hell. Hell is on the earth. Amen. The demon powers are taking the people, but it cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because you are son, you are daughter of God. Amen. I must say we had a wonderful time down in Trinidad, amen. But the Lord had me minister to the people, I think five services, amen. And we talk about who God is, amen. We talk about who our Father is, hallelujah. We understood who He is, amen. And we understand as a son and daughter of God who we are, hallelujah. We are a son and daughter of God, amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, amen. Praise God, amen. And if we are son and daughter of God, we walk like Papa. We talk like Papa, amen. Because Papa is our God. Oh, we had a great time. We worship God. We praise God. The people were so joyous that they accepted the word of God with a readiness in their heart. Amen. And what a time we had. Amen. So we believe that the move is on. The move is on. We believe that the Holy Spirit has opened up the eyes of the believer for them to understand where they are. Amen. And we welcome some whoever has logged in here in the United States. We welcome those who have logged in Canada and in Trinidad and in Nigeria and wherever it may be at this time. We welcome you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know that the move is on. Let's sing that song. The move is on. The move is on. The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. I can hear the rustling in the mulberry tree. And I know, I know, I know the move is on. Oh, move on, brother. Oh, move on, sister. Oh, this is a moving day. Oh, move a little closer. Oh, while the streams are flowing. Oh, move on, brother, move on. One more time. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Oh, I can hear the rustling on the mulberry tree. And I know, I know, I know, the move is on. Oh, move on, brother. Oh, move on, sister. Oh, this is a moving day. Oh, move a little closer. Oh, where the streams are flowing. Move on, brother, move on. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The move is on, my brother. The move is on, my sister. Let's get ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see what's happening all across the world. Amen. We see what's happening across the world. Amen. We see what's taking place. We believe that we're about the start of that squeeze. Amen. Where there's going to be an economic squeeze. Where there's going to be an ecclesiastical squeeze. An economic squeeze going to bring forth a physical squeeze. It's not about a physical squeeze on the bride alone. It's a physical squeeze upon the whole earth, because Satan wants to get the bride. Hallelujah. Satan wants to get you as a son and daughter of God. So he's going to cause earthquakes. He's going to cause destructions. He's going to cause tsunamis. He's going to cause hurricanes. He's going to cause economic collapse. He's going to cause persecution on Bible believing Christians. Amen. He's going to cause all that across the whole world, across the board. And there you will be caught there in the middle. But I must tell you, when the persecution right, when the persecution comes on the left, when the persecution comes in the front, when the persecution comes in the back, there's only one way you can go. Hallelujah. You cannot turn to the right or to the left or the front or the back. There's one way you can go, and that's up in the rapture. You're going to go up. You're going to go up and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Do not be discouraged this morning, brother. Do not be discouraged this morning, sister. You might be sick in a bed. The devil may have stricken you with all sorts of disease and stroke and heart condition and diabetes and whatever it is. I'm going to show you this morning, hallelujah, by the grace of God, where you are, amen, and why you're in this condition and what you can do about it, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Take courage this morning, brother. Take courage this morning, sister. Amen. God is on the move. The move is on. Know who you are. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So once again, greetings, Lord, on behalf of my wife and those, the small group here in Orlando, Florida. The Bride Age Christian Fellowship. We believe in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We might be small in number, but we're holding on by faith that we're going to shine a light that others will come and see the glory that is in, that is shining in this little group here. Hallelujah. The glory that is shining here, that's going to shine in them, O Lord. Hallelujah. So that God will send out this light. Amen. Praise God to those in the surrounding areas. Oh, hallelujah. So they'll find a city of refuge. Amen. There's going to come a time when you will no longer be allowed to go to a church unless that church is, your name is there, your social number or whatever number it is. You're recording in that church. You're sitting there in that church. Amen. You're registered. You have some sort of card or maybe a mark or something. It's going to come that they will not allow this little home group church. Amen. You must go to one of these churches. It's already happening in Russia and maybe another few countries all over the world. Amen. You cannot, in China, you cannot have a group sit calling upon the name of the Lord. In Russia, you have to be registered to this big Orthodox church. The persecution is already on. You see how many people they are killing. All of the Christians they are killing in Iraq and Iran and all these other places. They are persecuting them and killing them. Hallelujah. Brother, the squeeze is up, starting upon the people and the bride. And as I said, there's an ecclesiastical squeeze, which is on the religious realm. There's a physical squeeze, which we've seen climate changes. We've seen storms. We've seen high temperatures, deep frost, deep snow, and ice cold winters. Amen. We've seen a change. And if someone can look across the history and say, oh, I don't see nothing, Brother C. Prasad. Well, you don't know history. You don't know what is taking place. Just read, see the signs, see the how the ice caps are melting. I mean, I'm going into so much more of a message that but I just want to let you know where we stand this morning. We stand upon the Word of God. We stand upon the Bible as the infallible Word of God. Man will fail. Every person on this earth has failed except the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person upon this earth had faults, had mistakes, had sins. Even Moses disobeyed God and smite the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Amen. Prophets of old have made mistakes. Amen. Even in our present days, you see all these men out there. They're all mistakes and failures. Amen. They have made mistakes. They have all failed the Lord. But there's one perfect being, one perfect man born of a woman that was perfect, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we are falling after him. But the Bible says, be ye perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Amen. Praise God. And the Father dwelleth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we walk in his footsteps. So this morning we believe that we have come to the end of the age. We believe that we have stepped over and overlapped into something called the Bride Age. Amen. We have, if you look in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you see there are 7 church ages. Amen. And there are 7 church ages in Ephesus and Smyrna. Amen. Ephesus and Smyrna and Thyatira. Ephesus and Smyrna and Pegasus and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. Amen. These are all church ages. Now remember in the book of Revelation, God, Jesus Christ said he has a revelation that he got from God when he ascended and going to give unto his prophet John to tell him all that is to come to pass. And Jesus was identifying, this was about AD 30 or 40 somewhere, where most of the saints have already been persecuted and died, amen, as martyrs, but John was alive, and he was in the Isle of Patmos, and Jesus Christ told him, there are going to be 7 church ages, and it's given unto the Gentiles. This is the time of the Gentiles, when the Gentiles will be saved, the Jews will be blinded, amen, until the end of the Gentile age, when the Gentile come in, and then God will deal with them both, then deal with the both of them, amen, especially with the Jews, amen. And we have seen 7 angels, amen, according to the Bible, must come to identify these ages. And the first, we found in the history, the first messenger to the first age was Paul. which was Ephesians. And the second messenger, when we check through history, and through Bible history, and through records of the of going back to AD 170 and so on, you find that Irenaeus was standing with the word of God, just like the apostles. And then he was the messenger to Smyrna. And then St. Martin, amen, was a messenger to Pegasus, amen. And Columba was a messenger to Thyatira. And then Luther came and stood against the Roman Catholic Church and said, the just shall live by faith. And that messenger was Luther for the Sardis age. And then Wesley came over and said, you know what? Although the just shall live by faith, we have to be sanctified. We must be clean. We must give up all these evil things and the surmising and the drinking and the smoking and all these things. And we have to get ourselves sanctified, for the Holy Ghost is coming in the next age. Is an open door. Hallelujah. And Wesley brought sanctification to the Philadelphia church age. And the Philadelphia was brotherly love. Amen. Philadelphia means brotherly love. It's an introduction. Amen. Unto the next church age. And that next church age will Laodicea, and you'll find in Revelation chapter 3, verse, I think, 14 to 22. Amen. You'll find where, amen, hallelujah, there is a messenger that has come to this church age and must identify certain things. Now, if you notice in this church age, Jesus was out of this age knocking on the door. Oh, it was never like this in the other ages. Only in this Laodicea church age, Jesus was knocking at the door to this church age. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear. So there was a messenger this church age. And this messenger, according to Revelation 10:7, must be a prophet. For in Revelation 10:7, it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, which is the Laodicean angel. Amen. The angel to the Laodicea church. When he shall begin to sound the mystery, not mysteries, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophet. So you identify in Revelation chapter 3 verse 22 that this messenger must be a prophet. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. That angel, the seventh angel to the Laodicean, must be a prophet. And according to Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. You know what the Bible says? Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And if we take all these three scriptures, and we take Malachi chapter 3, behold, I send you my messenger before my face, you'll find out that God sends messengers to identify that age and identify his coming. Amen. And in the same way, he has sent a messenger prophet. Malachi chapter 3 verse chapter 4 verse 5 and 6, a prophet to show us the how to get ready to reveal the mystery of God. And Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Amen. And that prophet we have identified in this last day to be William Marion Branham. And you say, well, Brother Sipasad, I went on the internet, I Google him, and there's a lot of things that I say, they say good about him, a lot of things they say bad about him. Now, that is a natural thing. If you Google me, you'll see good things, you'll see bad things. You Google different presidents, you Google anyone. Amen. Joel Osteen and all these men, you'll see good things and bad things. But that's what man is. Man will look at another man in their own perception. Amen. But we have to look at messengers according to the word of God. And there was no other man since the days of the apostles that stood with a message and brought a message as Brother William Marion Branham. Amen. And I invite you, I don't have the time to tell you all the details, but I believe this prophet's message. And he has a message laid out in books and tapes. Amen. And if you need to know more about Brother Branham's message, I invite you to go to www.branham.org. And there you'll find all his audio messages. You sign from videos. And you can go for yourself and research it. And listen to this man preach the word of the living God. And there was never a man that has spoken this word like this man called Brother Branham. Amen. Of the apostles. Hallelujah. He was visited by an angel. an angel tell him to get the people ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Branham has gone about 50, let's see, we're in 53, 50, he left in 53, 54 years old, he has gone. 54 years ago, he has gone. In 1963, 56. He died in 1965, amen. He died in 1965, amen. But his message remained the same. Now, the important thing is not just the man, but the message. It's like you have a sign that's going to Disney World. You have a big sign that says, 20 miles to Disney World, this direction. Amen. Oh, you wouldn't say, stand by the sign and say, oh, what a beautiful sign. You know, the mayor and so on had a good print, it all pretty, and let's sit at the sign, let's have a picnic, let's watch up to the sign and thank the mayor. No, your destination is Disney World. Amen. I'm just an example. Your destination is going down there. Amen. So you must follow the direction. And then you will follow that sign. And that same person who made that sign will make other little signs to point you in the direction. And that's the same way God has done with his prophet, Brother Branham. He has took him off the scene. Amen. Wonderful man. Gave his life unto the Lord Jesus. Great sacrifice to his family. But we must listen to the message that he brought. Amen. The important thing is not just the man. He was an example. He was a shining example. Yes, of the word. And we must look and see his life and see how God has used him as an example and done and the Lord done things in his life. But we must look towards the sign where it's pointing. And that sign is pointing to where we are supposed to go. And that's a rapture. Amen. So this website is run by his two sons, Brother Joseph Branham and Brother Billy Paul Branham. Amen. And I was dedicated a life to spread this message across the world. Amen. Once again, the website is www.branham.org, where you'll find all of Brother Branham's messages and all that he has spoken in the many years. Being a prophet, you'll find that he spoke about many things. Amen. Being a prophet, he prophesied many things, and they have already come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So now you say, well, Brother Sipasad, how are you fitting this? Well, according to Ephesians 4:11, God has given ministering gifts, five ministering gifts in the bride to perfect the bride, to bring the bride to perfection by preaching the word. And I believe that these five ministering gifts must take the prophet message. And on the inspiration, where it's spoken of here, spoken of this message, spoken of that message, all over the years, they must take this information, take this word, take this revelation, put it together and bring it to the people exactly how the prophet said it. Oh, amen. If you're talking about a rapture, then you should read what the prophet said about the rapture, so the people will hear exactly what the prophet said. Now, there's no issue if you could join one quote to the next. Amen. If you join one quote to the next and you show the people in a simpler form. Amen. But the people must see where you're getting this information from. It's not my revelation. It's not some other, the revelation of some minister now. It's the revelation of God that was given to the prophet, Brother Branham, the seventh angel. There's no other prophets that's to come. Sure, they're going to be minor prophet in the five ministering gifts of Ephesians 4:11. But there's no major prophet that's going to take this bride into the rapture. It's the Holy Ghost going to take this bride into the rapture. Amen. There's no man is going to take the bride into the rapture. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. And if some man say, oh, this is all we have to do and you're going to make the rapture, brother, you better check it with the word. It must match with the word and the prophet message. Amen. The prophet said they're going to be ministers after he has left. Their ministers are going to take this word and make it more sense to it. Going to take his word, Brother Branham's message, and bring it to the people and break it down to the people. Amen. Now you say, well, why do you have a church? Well, brother, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling. Amen. Of yourselves together as one. And then, of course, you know, well, we must have a little group that will take the word of the living God and bring it to the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I go to play tapes here on every Sunday, I play the tape on the rapture. Amen. And the next Sunday I play the tape on Anointed Ones in the End Time. And the next Sunday I play the tape on Proving His Word. You know, these people may not understand fully where the prophet spoke about the rapture. Amen. So what we as ministers have to do on the inspiration is find where it is written in the prophet message and bring it back to the Bible. Find the word of God, match them together, put it down, and then bring it to the people and show where it is written, both in the word of God, where it's written, hallelujah, where it's written, amen, in the word of God, the Bible, and where it's written in the prophet message, hallelujah. So that's what we believe this morning. So I just want to make sure that everyone understand who is logged on, understand where we are getting our inspiration from. Because we are going to talk about a lot of different things today. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning we like to stand. I like to read some portions of scripture. If you have a marker, we'll be reading from St. John 15, verses 5 to 7. Then Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. And Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. Three portions of scriptures. St. John 15, reading from 5 to 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's read this morning from St. John 15, 5 to 7. Hallelujah. St. John 15, verses 5 to 7. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But without me, he can't do nothing. If a man abide in me, and he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If ye then being... If ye then being... Matthew chapter 7. Let's read from verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. I want to read a little more. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? Amen. One more portion of scripture. Matthew chapter 18, reading from verse 18 to 20. Verse 18, Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to this reading of his word. Shall we pray this morning? Father God, this morning, Lord, any human being who could read and have eyesight and understanding could open this word, Lord, and read this word, Lord, and Lord God, and put down the Bible and read it intellectually. But Lord, we want to read this word with a revelation of you and what you're doing in these last days, Lord, so that how we could get prepared for this great translation feat. how to get prepared, Lord God, to be caught up to meet you in the air, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Lord. Help us this morning. Open up the word, Lord God, this morning. Give us this grace. Touch here this morning as I yield myself to you, Lord God. It's exciting to see the words, Lord God, that was spoken by the prophet about this. So, Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Touch the people. Touch those on the internet. Bless us. Take the words that I, Lord, out of the pages of the Bible and the quotes, and bring it to the people for an understanding. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For a title this morning, title or a sermon this morning, ask what you will. Amen. A title, ask what you will. And for a subject, you know our subject is always our Lord Jesus Christ. And our subject is Jesus Christ, our everlasting portion. Amen. That's what we want. Our everlasting portion, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. So what is our inspiration this morning? Our inspiration. Why are we looking at this text, ask what you will? Because we are needy people. And we want to know, what is this promise of asking what you will? What did God said? And how can we get ourselves in that position to ask what we will? Amen. Praise God. So once more, my text this morning, ask what you will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So we're so glad this morning again to see a number of people, logged on and to listening to the service. We are so appreciative that you could log on and hear the word of the Lord this morning. So here's what Jesus is saying. He said, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, ask what you will. And then another place he's saying, when you ask, he said, ask believing that you receive it and you shall receive it. Amen. It may happen suddenly. It may happen a day. It may happen 2 days. It may happen 10 days. It may happen a year. But with God, remember, there's no time with our God. Amen. So what we are looking at now in this last days, what we are looking, amen, we are looking at that how can this word abide in you. The word is what I just mentioned to you, is the scriptures, the Bible. And the word also comes by a prophet, amen, that come to tell you the word. It's like, the president, amen, last minute somebody tell the president he's having dinner or something, and there's a last minute now that someone tell this president about you, how you're so good and how you're so kind and how you're a Christian, and the president say, you know what, we have a ball in a few days, just I don't have time, I'm going to write this invitation on a napkin or a piece of paper here and put my name on it, just take it to them right away and tell them to come, I'm inviting them, having a special place for them, a seat for them at my table. And that invitation says, Brother John Jones, whoever it may be, put your name in there. And the Secret Service agent is rushing now to get it to you in time. There are no planes, he have to drive, amen. He got in a car accident, amen. His clothes are all tattered. Oh, but he hopped in a Uber, and the Uber is racing down the road, and this secret agent is all tattered and dirty looking. His coat is probably torn, and he comes and rings your doorbell. And we open the doorbell, see this guy in a tear up looking suit and all dirty, and the Uber is gone, so you know he's standing there. You think he's a bum. You're about to close the door. He said, no. I'm a member of the Secret Service here. I'm coming to bring you an invitation from the president. He's inviting you. And he takes out this napkin. And there you see the president's signature. But you said, what kind of nonsense? You get away from me, man. Get away from my door, you filthy man. And a napkin? The president wouldn't send an invitation to me on a napkin. But the secret agent said, but it was sudden. We have to rush to get to you. You must get ready. A limousine is coming to pick you up any minute. Get ready. We're going to take you there. Get away from me. I don't want to hear. Suppose you say that. Because why? You judge the messenger. Amen. Amen? You judge the messenger. Now the signature looks like the president's signature. But you have never seen one in real. And then you want to know, well, why? But if you believe the messenger, And not only the messenger, you believe the message. And you rush inside and you get ready and you come out and there's a limousine and there you go. And that's how it is with the word of God. That's how it is with God and his messengers. The messenger, people may say, is a filthy looking man or is a poor man or this man did have education. But that's how God uses men. He said the foolishness of this world is good things with God. Amen. But God uses the foolish things of this world to bring his word to his people. Amen, amen, amen. And that's what it is. So in this last days, God is sending an invitation. He's saying, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Are you going to see a lot of things that is taking place in your life? Amen. If you abide in me and I in you and you in me, then you will see, you will ask whatever you will, whatever you need. Amen. Let's read the deity of Jesus Christ, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday the 25th. It was Christmas Day, 1949. Paragraph 75. And now the hour has come that when the great drama picture of God set forth of the latter rain, Joel said, in the last days it shall come to pass that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your daughters and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Upon my handmaids and my maidservants will I pour out my spirit, and I'll show signs in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, and pillars of fire and vapor of smoke. And it shall come to pass, amen, before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said in there, these things that I do, he shall do. And greater than this, for I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what it said. The word back there, he said, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it will be given, shall be given unto you. End of quote. Here it is, the prophet is saying, taking the scripture, identifying, if you abide in me, the Bible says. Jesus said, abide in me. What does it mean to be abide in him? We mean to say you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And when then the word abide in you. What is the word? How can you get that word to abide in you? You must hear the ministry of the Lord Jesus. You must hear the word spoken, oh hallelujah, by his messenger, and that word must come in your heart and live in your heart, and that's when it abide in you, abide in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then what? Ask what you will. Amen. What it is the faith that God going to rise up in you. Amen. Going to stimulate that mustard seed faith that is in you. Faith is the substance. Oakland, California, 12th of April 1947, paragraph 44. You see what I mean? I've often wondered why he said mustard seed. I could drop this thought. Mustard seed is the smallest among all seeds. That's right. But there isn't nothing will mix with mustard seed. It's all mustard. You can't mix it with kale or nothing and make it grow. It's all mustard. If you got that much faith, all faith, not mix up with something else, ask what you will. It will be given unto you. But it cannot be wavering. It got to be genuine mustard. If you think I'm speaking off, all right. And how much more would it take? Why? She said, looky here. I want to ask you something, this lady. Now, here it was. I just explained something here. Brother Branham went to this young girl. Amen. And she was sick on her bed. And Brother Brown wanted to make sure she has enough faith to be healed. And there was a hanging from the ceiling, a thread with a little baby bracelet like. It looked like a little child was playing around with it. Amen. Hanging from the chandelier. And Brother Branham said to her, he said, do you have faith? She said, yes. He said, well, okay, show me your faith. Can you move that bracelet back and forth and make it go around and so on? She said, no, I can't do that. Brother Branham said, why? You say you have faith. She said, no, that's spiritualism. Brother Branham said, it's not. It's your faith can move it. So she said, Brother Branham, can you do that? He said, yes. And Brother Branham just looked at that baby bracelet. And by faith, it moved back and forth and round about. Then the lady said, oh my God, what is that? How did that happen? Hear what Brother Branham said now. Continue to quote. She said, looky here, I want to ask you something. Did God move that or did the devil move that? Brother Ram said, neither one moved that. She said, then how in the world did it move? Brother Ram said, I moved it. She said, well, you're 15 feet or better away from it. Brother Branham said, no, it's my faith that moved it. See, if you ask anything and don't doubt it, see what I mean? And the very God back there in the beginning that rolled the world, the moon, the stars, and made things from them which do not appear, or make them out of things that do appear, out of things. And where did he get the material to make it? He spoke it. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorry, this is I'm mixing up my quote here. 1 second. So hear what Brother Bram say. He say, faith. Your faith moved it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what is happening now? Amen. Let's read the resurrection of Lazarus. Amen. Let's talk about a little bit about you know, the love of God. Amen. What it causes and how our bodies are groaning. Amen. Waiting for what? Waiting back to come to that position where you couldn't have faith, when you could be a manifested son of God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Now notice, that's where we are. The resurrection of Lazarus, Erie, Pennsylvania, 29th of July, 1951, afternoon service. Let's read here. And notice, that's where you are. That's what the matter with you Pentecostal people. It's not my lot this afternoon to preach, and I have a right here on this platform. I don't want to know a person from the flesh where I'm standing here. But that's what the matter with the Pentecostal people. And I see a lot of people, even in this end time message, they don't recognize who they are. You are sons and daughters of God. Your hand, look, Jesus one time quoted the scriptures. He said, "Ye are gods." Look, deity. Brother Branham said, I'm part of Charles Branham because I was born from Charlie Branham, my daddy. I'm a part of him. I got a forehead like him. My hair was like him. I'm a small man like him. I'm in the nature like him because he's my dad. And if we become in the spirit sons of God, deity dwells in the man. Hallelujah. Then you could talk about blind eyes being open. They said nothing is impossible to God. God said nothing is impossible to you. If you believe, not with God, but with you. But you, deities in man, the very God that stood back there on that mythical platform of the eternities and rolled worlds out of his hands and created these things, give you the privilege to be his son. And you are part of him. And God dwells in mankind. And man himself is deity. Hallelujah. There you are. It might choke you, but study over that a little while. See? And God dwells in man. And man becomes a son of God. Not him in itself, but the Holy Spirit that's in him is God. The Creator lives in the creation. Oh my. How I think of that. Then stand with an unwavering faith and ask what you will. It will be done unto you. There he is, God. There he is. End of quote. Amen. So how can you ask? How can you say, ask for something? And the Bible says, ask what you will and God is going to give it unto you. But what's privilege or what responsibility or what entitlement that causes you to do this? Amen. Because you're a son of God. Amen. You're a daughter of God. Amen. Your puppy is the great eternal spirit that dwell in all eternity. Hallelujah. That's your puppy. Amen. And I preach down in Trinidad that you know, you come out of that logos. You came out of your father, which is God. You're not a father that is living in the flesh. Sure, your father might be in my case, Frank Balram Sipasad. That's my father in the flesh. That is where my body came out of. Amen. That's where this 16th element came out of. Amen. But not my spirit. Hallelujah. Not my soul. Hallelujah. My soul is eternal. That come from God. That is my papi. Amen. That's my father. Sure, you came out from your father. That's your physical being. That's your 16 elements that you're living in. That's the body. And let's look at that. You walk like your father. You talk like your father. You speak like your father. You have the attributes of your father. Your father has black hair. You have black hair. Your father has brown hair. You have brown hair. Your father has blue eyes. You have blue eyes. Amen. Because your genes. Your genes, which is this physical body, has come from your papa. Amen. Your father. So how much more As you are son and daughter of God, amen, come from your great father, Papa God. So that's why he say, ask what you will. So understand tonight, today, amen, understand who you are. You are a daughter and a son of God. No sickness could hold you down. No demon could hold you down. Nothing of the world could hold you down. You have a smoking demon. That smoking demon cannot hold you down. Cast it out. You have a drinking demon. And you say, oh, I take a little bit of social drink sometime. It's still a drinking demon. That evil spirit must leave you, because you must be sanctified. You must be holy to stand before your Papa God. Was your Papa God defile his body in any way? No. Well, you say, well, we could talk. But you say, well, Jesus drank wine. Well, we could talk about that another time. Because in those days, there was no medication. The water was not good to drink. And wine would help them in their many infirmities. But let's move on. You are son and daughter of God. You look in the mirror. You look like your father, your earthly father. Amen. You know your nose is like him. Your face, facial features like him. Why? Because the genes came down from his loins, and you were born of your mother, but you have your father genes. Amen. Then when you're born again of the Spirit of God, when you're born again of the Holy Ghost, when you're born again, you come out looking like your papi, and your papi is God. You come out spiritually looking like your father. You will have the attributes of your Father God. Father God is your father. You will have the attributes of being kind, of being gentle, of being holy, of being righteous, of being merciful, amen, and forgiving. You will have those attributes because you're son of your father. You're daughter of your father this morning. Don't let the devil look you in your face and so. Amen. You put your foot on the ground and you stare back at the devil and say, Satan, you are not a son and daughter of God. You're not a son of God. You are fallen angels. And angels could die. And your place is in the lake of fire, where ultimately you're going to be annihilated. But I cannot die because Papa God lives in me. I cannot die because eternal spirit live in me. Amen. My Father is God. Look at me, Satan. Don't you see the reflection of my Father in me? Don't you see the Holy Ghost in me? Don't you see peace and joy and faith and virtue? Your knowledge and temperance and patience and brotherly love and brotherly kindness. Don't you see that in me, Satan? I am part of my Papa. Hey, my Papa is God. Hallelujah. I will put my feet on the ground. Those whose skin wounds shall eat me, as Job said, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I walk like my Father. I talk like my Father. My Father is God. My Father is that eternal spirit that when he made man, he made me my soul way back then. Amen. I came out of that logos. Hallelujah. As I preach a few weeks ago in Evening Light Tabernacle, Trinidad, West Indies. And if you want to know about a little more about who God is, you could go back on my website and you would see some of those messages in the archive. But moving on. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What are you going to display now? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to display a faith in God's word. God said so, then so it is. There's nothing that could cause the word of God that he spoke to come to, that will not come to pass. Nothing. No powers in heaven, no powers on earth, no powers under the earth can come against the spoken word of God. He spoke it, it must happen. Though it may tarry, though the vision tarry, you just wait for it. God spoke those words, amen. He believed it. What did he say? In the days of Joshua and Caleb, he told the children of Israel, the land is yours, I gave it to you. But it's not just giving it on a platter. You have to go and work for it. You have to go and fight for it. But what God said, he said, I gave it unto you. You are more than able to take the land. Let's read. God commissioning Moses. Jonesboro, Arizona. 8th of May, 1953, paragraph 16. Quote, Joshua and Caleb, when they went over, I like that thought there. And when they come over, the 10 came back. And they said, oh, we look like grasshoppers up to the side of these men. And Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. That's right. Why? God promised we could do it. He said we could do it. God promised our fathers that we are going and that was our land and that belongs to us. No matter if they got walled cities, they look like giants and everything else. He quit looking at giants and started looking at God's word. And when men and women quit looking at their sicknesses and diseases and start looking to what God said about it, you'll take over. Amen. All things are subject to Jesus Christ. And all things are subject to you in prayer. When you ask in his name and believe it, ask what you will in my name and it will be done. That's right. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. Here is the word of the Lord. I didn't say this. Brother Branham didn't say this. No prophet said this. Jesus Christ, the incarnated Son of God, God dwelling in human skin, said, here's what he said. Ask what you will in my name and it will be done. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. God said so. So let nothing stand in your way. Stop looking at things that you're looking at and look at this unseen. God said he would do it. End of quote. God spoke the word. God said, ask and it shall be given unto you. So what is that sickness that has come upon you? Isn't God the creator of your body? Didn't he say, ask and it shall be given? Amen. So shake that leg that feeling a little numb. Shake that hand that is feeling a little numb. That you have some stroke or something has happened to your hand that you don't feel well. Shake it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I claim my healing. Glory to God. By his stripes I am healed. Shake that leg. Shake that foot. Push the fingers out. Let that trice, this knob, start to shrink. Believe it and it's going to happen. It's by your faith. You must take it by faith. Accept it. Settle it in your soul that abed today. Amen, amen. And you could raise up at this moment and believe God's word is true. I believe it. Brother Sipa said, I believe this word. I believe God said I am healed. I believe I'm healed of diabetes. I believe of I'm healed of these two stroke that I have. I believe that I heal of that heart condition. I believe I'm healed of whatever condition my body. And God is going to heal me. Amen. It may be today, right now, I believe it. Or any time. But I've spoken in his name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Hallelujah. He said, speak it. All things are subject to you under prayer. He is going to speak that word. Amen. Through you. And it shall come to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. You must submit completely to God's will. You must know your life is right before God. You must know that your life is right before him. You must know that every day you are calling upon his name. You are recognizing your father. Now, what if you're just, your father is in the house and you walk by past him every morning. You're not saying anything to him. Or you come in the evening and you walk past him. You're not even saying nothing to him. Oh, is that a good relationship with your father? And it's the same way with God. You get up in the morning, you have activities in your limbs. You get up in the morning, your eyes open. What are the first thing? I know some people stoops up and all kind of thing. I have to get up. No. God has given you grace that you have risen in the morning. Amen. He has given you grace. That you have activities in your limbs this in the morning. Hallelujah. Then praise him for it. Thank him for it. Have a direct relationship with your father. You get up in the morning. In your earthly father. You say, good morning, Pa. How are you doing? Oh, what you say? You say, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, great eternal King. Oh, great eternal Father. I'm so glad to know I'm your child. I'm so glad to know I'm your son. And this morning I get up, I'm praising you. This morning I get up, I'm worshiping you, Lord. Thank you, I have activities in my limb. And I know, Lord, that this foot was a little numb. I know that this finger don't feel too good. But Lord, I'm claiming my healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm claiming healing of heart condition. I'm claiming healing of liver condition. And this cancer that is in me will leave. Amen. This thyroid situation will leave. Amen. Because I believe that by his stripes I am healed. And he said, ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. Let's read the Fundamental Foundation for Faith, Chicago, Illinois, Thursday the 13th of January, 1955, paragraph E14. Quote, and now we could throw ourselves completely. Sorry, now if we could throw ourselves completely to God and to His will and be lost to our own thoughts and just let the mind of Christ be in us, then same operations of the Spirit would work through us just as the natural thing does. Just the same thing, because we were first created for that purpose, to control, to rule, and to praise God and to live for God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. Now the Father and His word is inseparable, because the word is His Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwell amongst us. And God and His Word is inseparable. You cannot have God without having His Word. And when you have His Word, you have God. And if you want to go back a little further, just as far historical, you would see the Word in the beginning was the Word. But what is the Word? A word is a thought manifested, a thought spoken forth. God first, He perceived the thought and spoke it, and it meant became a word, and the word became material. So everything that God has spoke in His word, receive into the right channel, will materialize that word for whatever the purpose promised God behind it. God will do it. He's obligated to it. Amen? He's obligated to it. Then if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you have God, the word in you. And you believe the word just as you believe God. Amen. Because it is God and is inseparable. Then if you have God's word in you, you have God's life in you, you have God in you. And whatever God's word speaks forth out of you, it will come to pass just as like it was spoken from God. Amen. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Do you ever realize what that means? Do you realize that if you go before God in the name of Jesus Christ, it's just the same as Jesus Himself praying? Amen. It isn't me praying anymore. If I come in His name and He recognizes His name, and Jesus said, whatsoever He asks the Father in my name, that I do. And then I go to the Father in Jesus' name. It isn't me praying anymore. It is Jesus. It's His Spirit praying in me. And I interject, stop 1 second here. This is a very, very profound, as we would say, a mighty statement here that is sound. Oh my. So what you, if you abide in Him and abide in you, and you go to Him, go to Father God, and you're praying in the Lord, name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same as Jesus praying. Amen. He's praying. If it isn't me praying anymore, it isn't Him. It is Jesus praying, because He's making intercession. Did the Bible say? He maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. So you kneel down and pray, believing by faith that you'll receive it. Having by faith and you pray, it is no longer you praying. It is Jesus praying in your stead. And then I've got to continue the quote. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I do. And then I go to the Father in Jesus' name. It isn't me praying anymore. It's Jesus. It's His Spirit praying through me. And then I've got to receive what I ask for, because He said it. And it's God's own word. It can't do nothing else but produce just what it said. So then we believe that this is the confidence that we have in God, that we get what we ask for. For He is God and cannot take back His word. He's got to stay with His word. You got, I interject here. This is the confidence we may have. We have to have in God. That when He spoke His word cannot fail. He cannot fail, because He is His word. And He's got to stay with His word. That's why even sometimes the people out there, Pentecostals and other people, pray. And they believe by faith that they're reaching God. But God is obligated by the laws of faith to reward them and bless them. Amen. Faith. You must have faith. But this is a difference. The difference here is if you abide in Him and He abide in you, anything. Amen. Anything. A lot of people pray and they're not getting their stuff. Amen. Because they want to pray and consume it upon their lust. They want to be the big Mercedes Benz and big houses and so on, and don't have time for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sometimes their faith reach up to that level where they could get these things. But that's not what God is talking about. He's talking about if you abide in me and I in you, you'll ask anything because he knows what you're going to ask for. He knows what you're going to ask for. Continuing, and then if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it will be given unto you. Isn't that simple? Faith created. We were made for that purpose. Then through the fall, why? We was taken away from that. And then we was brought back to it again. And the only thing that hindered the human race today from being superior and controlling like that they did in the beginning is because that the power lines of the outlet of God made in the human being has been clogged up. Amen. End of quote. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So praise the Lord God. Amen. So now we know people with their own intellectual mind and their own way can say what they want about faith. They say, well, we can't put a machine and test what faith is. We can't hook it up to something else. But the deep sense of a man, amen, inside his soul, amen, has an effect on his physical being. It's for instance of a lie detector test. A lie detector, amen. Now, you could put in your mind that you didn't do it. But when you hook up to this lie detector test, it affects whatever is in your soul, the truth. Amen. Or the lie affects your body. Amen. So that's how they determine if you're not telling the truth or not. Or you're trying to bypass it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And medical science has said, yes, we could test all that. So there's something inside of a man. Amen. That could identify right or wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. That reasons with the word. Amen. Or faith. Amen. So the opposite of the reason is faith. Amen. And hallelujah. What is faith? Amen. Faith is believing everything that God has said is truth. Holding God to his word, knowing who he is, accepting who he is, amen, and believing that his word will come to pass, amen, hallelujah. We are the vine, he's the vine, we are the branches. So if we are the branches, now the vine doesn't bring forth fruit, is the branches that bring forth the fruit, but the life that is in the vine flows through the branches, and it says the life of the vine is flowing through the branches, you will bring forth fruit of the Holy Spirit, amen. You will be exactly what the vine, the life of the vine is, amen. You will be an exact replica of your father, amen. You might be your father, but that a replica of your father. You, how many times you say, oh, you look just like your dad. Amen. So in the spiritual world, when you look like a Christian serving God, where Christ dwells in him, he say, you go up to him and say, hey, you look just like your dad. Well, your dad, your father is the Holy Ghost. Your father is eternal God. Your father is King Jesus, amen, who came down on earth. I mean, you're the eternal one who dwelleth in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Your father is supreme being that flows all the universe. Do you know you have that power to walk through walls? Amen. Do you know you have that inherent power in you to speak the word? It will flash like lightning and take place. Amen, amen, amen. So what has happened in the days of Moses? You think Moses as a man could have walked out there and say, let there be flies as a man? No, 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 no. But Moses heard from the burning bush. The burning bush, the angel of the Lord came down and said, go, and whatever I put in your mouth to say, you say it. So God in Moses, identifying creative power. He spoke flies into existence. He broke fleas into existence. He made the water turn to blood. And so many signs and wonders in the days of Moses. What it was? He met the burning bush. Amen, amen, amen. He met the burning bush and the Holy Spirit upon Moses, and his mouth, amen, spoke these things into existence. What it was, ask the Father anything in my name. And he got instruction from the angel in the burning bush, which was the angel of the covenant. Let my people go, deliver the people of God. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So what it is now, it's that anointing, amen, that robe, amen, oh, of the Holy Spirit. If you abide in me, amen, you abide in that robe of the Holy Ghost. You abide in God, being a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. What is it? It is hidden power. Amen. Samson had a hidden power. Oh, hallelujah. Samson was a little bitty mama's boy, but he had hidden power. Amen, amen, amen. And that's what it is in the church today. You are a son and daughter of God. You have hidden power, inherent power in you to speak the word. Amen. It will flash like lightning and it will take place. How is that possible? Because Jesus said so. He laid it down in the word. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Be certain. Jeffersonville, Indiana. Sunday, the 25th of January, 1955. Paragraph 60. Quote, O God, when a man keeps what God said to do, he's certain he's God. He's certain that he's God. He has to answer. Faith calls him on the scene every time. So let me just interject here. So when a man, recognize God, certain that he is God, our eternal Father is God, then God has an obligation to answer. Why? Because faith calls him on the scene every time. He believe in God. He know God's word is true. He believe that what God said is true. Faith will call God on the scene anytime. Continuing the quote. And when you have done what you know is right, when you have met his requirement, when you have confessed and make right and done restitution and laid it before God, I don't care how silent he is, he's still God, waiting to put that faith there. You done your works. Now he wants to see your faith by your works. He wants to see what you'll do. If you have been anointed and prayed for, God's waiting to see what you'll do, what you'll believe about it. Not run up next Sunday and run the next day until the next healer comes through the city. He's waiting to see your reaction on your faith. Don't walk back next day and say, I feel so bad. I don't guess I got healed. You're not fit for the prayer line in the first place. You're not ready yet. You don't believe that he is God. You say, Brother Branham, I disagree with you. Your own action proves who you are. By their fruits you shall know them. If a man says that he's a Christian and he still drinks and smokes and gambles and tells dirty jokes and says the part of the Bible right and parts not, he might preach the gospel and deny plenty of the Bible and he's still a sinner. He's not right yet. But when you openly confess that God is the same God and your life applied in his hands to be, Lord, I am the clay, thou art the potter, then ask what you will. Faith will never move. It will stand right there. Those circumstances still seem to fall from the right and to the left, but faith never moves because you're certain that he's God. And if he's God, he keeps his promises. He cannot make a promise and break it. If he's God, he got to keep his promises. Oh, I love that. He's got to stay with it. End of quote. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God stands on his word. So he's telling his word. Amen. Ask what you will, whatsoever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. No, that is not Brother Virgil C. Passad's word. That is God's word. Whatsoever, let me read that again. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have them. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. The book's full of every promise in the Bible. It's so full of it, of all these examples that people believe God and his word. Amen and hallelujah. They receive it. Amen, amen, amen. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, because you are asking his word and his word is life. Speak it. God said it, and you're sure he said it. The Holy Ghost bears record that word's right. That the word's right. Then there you are, brother. Speak it. There it is. Say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said is going to come to pass. It's not you that speak it, but a Father that dwelleth in you. He doeth the talking. It's not you talking to that mountain. It's the Father that is in you speaking to that mountain. It has to move. All heaven and earth shall pass away, but my spirit, amen, my word shall not pass away. Certainly, it cannot pass away. So all you got to do is to stay right with the word. And that word is life. And every time you receive the word, you receive life. Take it into your heart. and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Take it into your heart and believe it as your own possession. Every promise is yours. God give you a checkbook. When you receive the Holy Ghost with Jesus Christ's name, wrote at the bottom of it, whatsoever you desire. Are you afraid to fill it out? Amen, my brothers and sisters, you have a checkbook. Unlimited blessings from God. Know your life first though. Know you are full of the Holy Ghost. Know you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Then write the check. Whatsoever you desire. Amen. God will grant it unto you. Ask what you will in my name. God will give it to you. I like that. Oh my. Stand there with an unadulterated faith in God and ask and believe and it will come to pass. That's the way to do it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God has promised it. Amen. Now Elisha, Lord, was plowing out there. Elijah passed by and he threw the mantle on him and he pulled it away. Oh, Elisha felt that anointing. Amen. He felt that anointing. He felt the Holy Spirit. He went and slayed the ox, make a sacrifice and follow after Elijah. Elijah turned around and said, what do I have to do with you? He said, wherever you go, nevertheless, he said, where you going, I going. Where you going, I following you, Elijah. I felt a touch of that anointing. I felt a touch of that mantle. Wherever you go, amen. So Elijah reached a certain place. He's about to cross Jordan now. He's going on the other side of Jordan. He turned around, he see Elisha. He said, what would I do for you? He said, oh, I want a double portion of that spirit that you have. Amen. So no, he already received a portion when Elijah smote him with a mantle. But he wants a double portion. Elijah says, you ask a hard thing. Amen. But if you see me go, in other words, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on that word of God as in me that's going to be raptured. Amen. Praise God. He said, if you see me go, hallelujah, then it shall be granted unto you. And what happened? Elijah crossed. He took the mantle and he smote Jordan. He hit the water and said, and Jordan parted from the right to the left. And they walked through Jordan dry land onto the other side. And Elijah was there. And Elisha was just looking at him. He wouldn't keep his eyes off of him. His eyes was upon Elijah because he wanted that double portion. He asked. Amen. But he was demonstrating his faith by believing Elijah's word, by looking at him. And a chariot of fire came down and separated them both and took up Elijah. And while going up, the mantle fell from Elijah onto the ground. Amen. So, hallelujah. And what happened? Elisha dropped on his feet and said, oh, my father, Elijah. Oh, God, oh, you have taken up in chariot of fire. Amen. And he has gone. Amen. So what was he looking for? What was Elijah looking for? Elisha was looking for the double portion. He knew, he believed the word. He saw Elijah go. Amen. And that was the promise. So what Elisha did now, Elisha had to get back on the other side of the Jordan. He took that mantle and he hit the Jordan and he smote the Jordan and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the water spray went apart. Why? Because he got that double portion. Amen. Of that anointing of the mantle. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And what did God did as a type? That mantle. Amen. This mantle, what God did, amen, he folded it up, Lord. He folded up and he sent it down on the day of Pentecost. It's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, of the power of God. So what we have to do now, we have to strike the Jordan. We have to strike sickness. We have to strike any kind of condition of the church and say, where is the Lord God of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where is the power of his resurrection? Amen. What is in your hand? Amen. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's in your heart. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Throw it out there and said, God has promised it to me. I believe it. And it's going to come to pass. Oh, let's read on the day of Pentecost when they all gathered in one place. And one accord, down come the Holy Ghost, like the rushing mighty wind, filled the room where they were sitting. And they went out with that same mantle that was upon Jesus Christ. And they even laid it in their shadows and they were healed. When the apostle Peter, when they recognized to be a servant of God, walked down the streets of Jerusalem. And a shadow passed over him, and every one of them was healed. It wasn't the apostle that did it. It wasn't the shadow that done it. It was their faith in God done it. They were in contact with an apostle, with a prophet, and a shadow passed over them, and they got healed. That same God is in the people today. But you are afraid to let it loose. Turn loose your faith this morning, brothers and sisters. Turn loose your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. End of quote. Amen. You must believe that He is able to grant unto you all that He has promised. Amen. Fellowship with God through reconciliation. 20th January 1956, Friday. Paragraph 32. If you abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. If you abide in me. That's the secret of it. There's the secret of that great life that's hid away in God. That means no fear, that knows no fear. Whether it's stormy, whether the clouds are over, or whether the moon's not shining, or whether the sun's not shining. They are living in the Shekinah glory. Amen. There you are, the fellowship. Hallelujah. Oh, end of quote. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the days of Abraham. Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, but God stopped him there, and he said, I provided for you a ram in the bushes. Here it was this ram, his antlers all tied up in the bush there. You know how much wild animals could have eaten? You know how much things could have happened? But God spoke that, amen, because Abraham had a need. He said, Lord, I need that ram now that's going to take place on my son. Amen, amen. And God created it there, amen. Praise God. How many times God created things in your life? Speak the word and move forward, my brother. Now I'm going to tell you an example here. Brother Branham spoke about, squirrels. He said nine times it has happened about a squirrel. And God spoke to him and said, whatever you want, speak to the squirrel. Amen. And the squirrel will appear. He was hunting, squirrel hunting. Amen. And this was way back in the 50s, early 60s. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And it appeared, as Brother Branham spoke it. Amen, amen, amen. So Brother Branham was there together. Hallelujah. He was there together in a little old house. Amen. And he was telling about an experience. And Brother Bank Woods and Mr. and Mrs. Wright was there, and Shelby and a few of Brother Brown friends, and Sister Hattie Wright with her sick sister, crippled sister. And amen. And there was Brother Branham explaining about what has happened with the squirrel. Amen. And what has happened in the days of Abraham, how Abraham needed a ram, amen, to sacrifice. And there was a ram on the top. God created and spoke a ram into existence. Now that wasn't a vision, because he killed a ram and the blood came out of the animal. It wasn't a vision. It was a ram. Amen. And let's just read. I want to read it in Brother Branham's own words. Amen. Own words. New Ministry, Jeffersonville, Indiana. The 15th of November, 1959. We're reading from paragraph 61, part B. I said, Brother Branham said, that same God. Hallelujah, that Jehovah Jireh. He's just as much Jehovah Jireh today as he was on the mountain with Abraham. He can still produce an animal to his glory. Those squirrels was not a vision. I shot them, Brother Branham said. Blood came out of them. I dressed them and then eat them. They wasn't visions. They were squirrels. That same Jehovah Jireh trying to get his promise over to me. In my thickness and dullness of mind, he could speak my need into existence the same way as he could speak Abraham's need into existence. I'd no more than said that than Sister Hattie, right, sitting there crying now, hadn't said a word. She said, that's nothing but the truth. She said the right thing. She said, just like Banks sat there, I heard a voice that had swept over my ears like in the woods. Mrs. Wright stopped. Sitting right back there with a little girl, was trying to interpret what Edith said. And I couldn't hear Mrs. Wright. And that super anointing swept over me and said, tell Hattie that she has found grace in the sight of God. Now, who would have thought? He said, tell her to ask whatever she will. Then you speak it by this gift into existence. Whatever she asks it, speak it into existence. Brother Abraham said, I look at Sister Hattie. The first time it was ever performed in a human being. I said, Sister Hattie, ask what you will. God is going to give it to you. Now, what do you think of that? Does it get into you? Seven times he had confirmed it by an animal. Seven is God's complete number. He's the first. He is the first one on a human being. What did he choose? Some great aristocrat, a great noted minister, a poor little widow woman that could hardly write her name. God knows what he's doing. Said, ask what you will. Sister Hattie said to me, Brother Branham, what do you mean? I said, ask anything your heart desires. It shall be produced right here, that you will know that the Lord God of heaven answers and the scriptures are true. My first time with the new gift, my first anointing, I could hardly hear. And she looked around. She has been talking about her little crippled sister. I said, oh, don't doubt. In my heart, within a few minutes, little Edith will be jumping to the glory of God. Hattie looked around, all around. She said, Brother Brandon, Brother Bill, my greatest desire is for the salvation of my two boys. What? Why? There couldn't have been a greater thing. She could have asked for $10,000. She would have got it. Whatever she would be a millionaire, she could have asked for another million. What if she had been a millionaire, would have asked for another million? God knew what she was going to ask for. Sister Hattie, at least 7 or 8 witnesses standing there. All you people that was present, what happened? Raise up your hand. Everybody in the building was present that happened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them, 8 of them were present when that happened. I said, ask anything you want. God's going to give it to me to give to you whatever you ask, whatever you want. She said her boys were beginning to go off on teenage tantrum. And she said, the salvation of my two boys. And I said, by the will of God, by the power of God, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ your desire. And her two boys shook under the power of God. And the whole building trembled. Banks fell into his plate. Shelby grabbed and Hattie screamed till he could hear her for 2 blocks. And them two boys with tears rolling down their cheeks received exactly what they had asked for right then. Oh, the first time it have ever been on a human being. Ask what you will. It shall be given unto you. Her boy sitting there, sitting here today with her this morning. What she could have asked? What if she had asked the healing of her sister? What if she had asked that? The little girl would have been healed, but her two boys lost. And what if that poor widow, who has just told me she tried to give this church $50 for a pledge, and Brother Robertson wouldn't take it? Amen. Brother Bram said, I myself was going to give her back the money. But God said to me in my heart, not a vision. Jesus was standing there watching a widow woman put 3 pennies there with $1,000s laying. What would you have done? I said, well, I've been standing there. I wouldn't need it, sister. You got plenty of money. We got plenty of money. But Jesus never said it. He let her go and do it because he knowed what was down the road. So help me. God is my solemn judge. God knew what was down the road for her. And I had run my hand in my pocket to get my money to give to her $20 back. And say, Sister Hattie. And the Lord said, don't do it. And in a few minutes when the question was brought up about Jehovah Jireh, she said, there's nothing but the truth. And it came for a poor widow woman heart. God knowing she's asked the greatest thing could be done. And as long as there's a heaven, and when the stars is gone, when there's no more moon and no more earth and no more sea, them boys shall live on through eternity with the same Jehovah Jireh who gave them the immortal promise. His promises cannot fail. I'm looking forward for the coming of this meeting down yonder in San Jose. If it will break forth, and when the anointing strike. Now listen to this quote. When the anointing strike, ask what you will. I have a perfect assurance that when that strikes, whatever God puts to be asked, it will be just exactly the way it was. For if you say unto this mountain, no, it isn't you speaking, it isn't you, it's God. It's you submitted to God. End of quote. And when that anointing going to strike one day, when the dynamics going to come upon your mechanics, when that double portion of the Holy Ghost going to come upon you, when this abiding glory going to come and stay upon you, then you could see the hope of your children that are unsaved, amen, that are just like Sister Hattie, right, two boys laughing and snickering. Then you speak the word, amen, by the Holy Spirit, by his instruction, you speak your word and your children will be saved. Amen, amen, amen. Didn't the Bible say, You and your little ones will be in the kingdom. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Continue the quote. Speak to this mountain. 23rd of November 1959, paragraph 61. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And there she set her crippled sister, aged father. She was poor. She could have asked for money. She could have asked for anything she wanted to. Ask anything in your heart. Anything that you want, you ask it. And thus said the Lord, I'll speak it behind you and you have it. She said, the salvation of my two boys. And you have it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these little two modern teenage snickel fritz that have hated the very cause of Christ grab one another and begin to scream the blessings of God. The power of God struck that place. Bank words fell into his plate. I don't know what happened for about 10 minutes. Friend, do you realize what that was? I've never in my life had felt such anointing. The first time it has ever been performed in a human being. It bypassed aristocrats. It bypassed everything. I went to a poor little old widow woman living up on the hill. Hallelujah there. And God knowed what she's asked. Her two boys were glorious, saved away the very minute it was spoken. If you had asked for, she had asked for $10,000. It would have been given her. If she had asked for assistance and healing, it would have been given her. Anything she could have asked, it could have been given her. Amen, amen, amen. And I interject here. We are looking for that abiding glory. We're looking for that special anointing. That when it comes upon us, amen, and remains with us, we speak the word for our children. We speak the word, amen, and it will flash like lightning. But God must test you now. He must give a little bit of in you to see what you're going to do with the word, amen. Hallelujah. Continuing the quote. Now listen closely, and we're closing with this quote. Paragraph 62. I, Brother Branham, quote, I believe that the Church of the Living God is moving into a sphere now that's going to shake the whole world. That's the first time it has been done since the days of Jesus of Nazareth to a human being. Ask anything that you will, and it shall be given unto you. Anything you desire. Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ being fulfilled? It's going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting. And I say I'm looking to happen now. I'm waiting it to happen now. That anointing will strike the whole church. Individuals, of course, of the living God. And she will rise to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dead will raise up. And the power of God will shake the world with the church of the living God. We're in the process of it now. I believe it's coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I'm going to strike the church of God soon. And it's going to start a revival. Of course, in the believer, individual believer, that will shake the world. I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. End of quote. Do you believe this, my brother, my sister? Do you believe that God is on the scene? The time is at hand. That world is falling apart. Amen. God has laid a promise for us in this last day. Ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ask. Amen. And it shall be given. Praise God, hallelujah. God bless you this afternoon. May you stand, amen. As we want to close out in a word of prayer, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the demons will have to flee. Oh, when we come in the name of Jesus, every spiritual can be full. In the precious name of Jesus, we will have the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father God, we have come to the end of the broadcast, Lord. Your grace has been, Lord, wonderful to me and those who have listened. We understand, Lord God, that we should ask what we will. Father, we ask that the sick be healed, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that the signs and wonders follow, Lord. We have followed your prophet message, Lord. Lord, those are the sound of my voice, Lord. Let them take that word, Lord Jesus, that was preached unto them, that was read to them from the prophet message, that was inspired of the Holy Ghost. May that word sink in their heart, Lord. Lord, may they shake that limbs, Lord, that is weak. May they shake, Lord, their body that is weak, that arthritis will leave them, that diabetes will leave them, Lord, as they take the word of God, Lord. Whatever condition that they are in, Lord, Lord, it will leave them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. For you say, ask and it shall be given, seek and it shall find, knock and it shall be opened, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, quicken the people on the internet, Lord. Quicken the people who will come on the archives and listen, Lord. Quicken the people who are here, Lord, and bless them, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless them during the week, Lord, and touch them, Lord God, as we would come maybe next Sunday, Lord, and fellowship around your table in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. All things are possible. Oh, Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace, wisdom, understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.